In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. There is a famous verse that we are all aware of in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 3. It says about how God, for God so loved the world, هكذا أحب الله العالم. And actually, sometimes when this verse comes to our mind, we always remember the sacrifice on the cross. افتكر بس الصليب. Actually, Rabbina, He loved us in a way that was complete and perfect and lacking nothing. This gives us only also a way not only to meditate upon what God has done for us, but also to learn from Him that whenever we are to love someone, then we have to love each other in the same way as well. Let us go in the scripture and see how God loved the world. The first description for God's love towards us, that love that offers and sacrifice. Rabbina did not love us at His convenience. يعني أنا أحب فلان أو أحب زوجتي أو أولادي لغاية ما يجي التضحية, then I cannot do it. I love my family till this point only, but when it comes to sacrifice and offer something that makes me uncomfortable, then this is the end of my love. This is not how God loved the world. The same verse complete by saying, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But the first thing that we can describe God's love with is God love that offers and sacrifices. The second description, God loved the world a kind of love that serves. In Barah, we remember when in the day of Covenant Service Day, we hear the scriptures telling us, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. Then, so what? What did He do when He loved them to the end? Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside His garments, took a towel and girded Himself. And He started washing the feet of the disciples. This is the kind of love that really and truly serves. And look here. Here there's two things that's very important before He started washing the feet of the disciples. أول حاجة, He loved them to the end. Meaning, He did not say, this is the limit of how can I love the people. I'm going to serve them till this. The second one, that Jesus, knowing that the Father has given all things into His hands. Why this is important? This is the part that denotes His security. Meaning, He knows whom He is. And when He washed the feet of the disciples, He is not going to look down upon Himself or think of Himself that now I'm doing something that's humiliating to me. I know whom I am, and that's why I do not feel ashamed that I will go on the feet of the people and wash them. We cannot love this kind of love that truly serves unless we will be able to have this security that we feel like I'm not going to be humiliated when I give something or I serve others. This is a very important kind of love that sometimes also we find difficulty with it. نقول مين الكبير ومين الصغير ومين الروح لمين ومين ما روحش لمين. And we think that even when we serve in order to gain honor. Otherwise, then we have a problem. So, the first description for God's love towards the world, that love that offers and sacrifice. Secondly, love that serves. Thirdly, love that forgives. Another description of how God so loved the world, He forgave us. He loved us in a way that He forgives our sins. We hear this in many occasions. Actually, we see today what He did is in order for Him to be able to forgive us our sins. He paid our debts. In the parable about the wicked servant, we hear that the servant therefore fell down before Him saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him and forgave him the debt. The servant in no mean can pay his master the debt. That's why the master took it upon himself. That's it. Only because his heart moved with compassion, عشان قلبه بس حن على العبد ده فسمح. This is the way for us also to remember, God forgives us in the same way. Not because we can pay Him anything, but because we ask sincerely for forgiveness. And we are also able to forgive others. Because if we do not do this, it will not forgive us our sins. And this is a very important description of how true love would be. Love that forgives. And another thing that we also sometimes stumble at, that we find it difficult when it comes to forgiving someone who maybe insulted us or gave us hard time. We feel like, no, there is no way we can get back into what we was before. So the fourth description, how God loves us. He loves us a love that defends, supports, and encourages. We hear this not only in the New Testament, actually in the Old as well. God promises his servant Jeremiah by saying, they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. The kind of love that God is giving us this promise every day. They will fight against you, but they will never be able to conquer you because I am with you. Love that defends, supports, and encourages. This is the kind of love that our children are expecting from us every day. They are looking to us, not in need for a food, or a clothes, or a shelter. They are in need for this. They need to be encouraged, and defended, and supported. When they need it the most, when they are mistaken, when they come and they feel like I did something wrong, this is the time they need this kind of love the most, by the way. Another description of how God loves us. God's love can be described as also as a love that guides and warns. Not because I love someone, then forget about guiding this person or warning him. In the book of Isaiah, we hear the Lord speak saying, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. This is love, someone who is following us all the time. If our ears are attentive to him, then he will never come short into bringing to us guidance whenever we are in need. He will deliver this message and say, you walk this way. In the same kind also, he loved Adam and Eve when he said to them, but out of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. This is not a threat. He is actually here expressing his love by saying, don't touch this. If you eat from it, you will die. This is the kind of love that also moves us when we tell our children, don't do this. Not because we wanted to limit their freedom, but rather we want to protect them. This is the kind of love when someone is warning and guiding us. God's love also can be described as love that cheers and comforts. We hear this in the book of Isaiah. The Lord God speaks and says, in all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In all of our affliction, all of the hard time that we go through, he shares this with us. That's why we find comfort in praying. عشان كده المفروض ان احنا نكون نحب نصلي. لان في الصلاة we know ان ربنا he is going to share us our troubles. He is going to have it all on him, by the way. Also, God's love can be described as love that sanctifies. St. Paul gave the commandment to the husbands in Ephesians by saying, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having the spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. The aim of the love is to make those people whom we love to be holy. كل غرض المحبة المفروض يعني بيننا وبين كل الناس اللي حوالينا أو بالأخص الناس اللي احنا مسؤولين عنهم إن احنا نحضرهم قديسين أمام الله. إذا كانوا الناس دول هم العيلة بتاعتك أو كان الناس اللي بتخدمهم في الكنيسة. It is all about bringing those people to become holy and without blemish as the Lord God loved the church in order to sanctify and cleanse her. المحبة الحقيقية should make other people to be holy. If my love would make anyone to defile himself, then there is something wrong about it. If my love pushed this person away from God and from the church, then there is something wrong with the way that I express my love towards others. The last point, God's love towards us could be described also that love that chastises whenever needed. It's very important. It's a sign of love, not of cruelty or being a harsh person. And we hear this also, St. Paul in Hebrews. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and he scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? محبة الله محبة مؤدبة. We never need it. الأب اللي يسيب ابنه أو بنته وتعمل ما بدلها أو يعمل ما بداله ما يقولش إنه بيحب ابنه. ده اسمه إهمال. ده عدم محبة. ولكن المحبة زي ما احنا بنشوف كده اللي يحبه الرب يؤدبه. Whenever it is indicated. ربنا مش هيسيب الإنسان يمشي كده في خطيته من غير ما كده أحيانا sometimes يشد ودانه. يا بخت الإنسان اللي ربنا يجي كده جنبه ويشد ودنه. يبقى ربنا باقي عليه. God wants this person to get him back. الإنسان اللي ماشي في خطيته and everything is going well with him, he is in extreme danger situation. Simply because maybe God actually he forsake him altogether. So let us go and review how God loved the world. It's something for us to meditate and to look to God and actually offer him thanksgiving and also to learn from him. Whenever we are to love someone, we should love in the same way. But God's love towards us could be described as love that offers and sacrifices, love that serves, love that forgives, that defends, that supports and encourages, that guides and warns, that shares and comforts, that sanctifies, and that chastises whenever indicated. May the Lord God to give us many peaceful times and to give us the joy of His holy resurrection in safety. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.